Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
8 taon na po ang lumipas mula nang kilalanin ng United Nations ang International Translation Day. Ginugunita ito tuwing 30 ng Setyembre bilang pagkilala sa mahalagang papel ng mga language professional sa pagpapalaganap po ng kultura, koneksyon at pagkakaisa sa lipunan. Sa Australia po, may mga tagapagsalin o interpreter na naniniwalang kailangan pa ng mas matibay na suporta upang maproteksyonan ang kanilang profesyon. At kailangan din ng mga epektibong paraan upang maalis sa mga balakid sa pagpapalaganap ganap ng mga wika. Narito pong ulat ni Yasmin Alwakal na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Halos 1 taon nang nakalipas nang malagay si Kabik sa isang napakahirap na sitwasyon. Nasa emergency department ng kanyang ina at hindi nakakaintindi ng Ingles. Wala ding doktor na nakakapagsalita ng Cantonese, kaya napilitan si Kabik na maging tagapagsalin ng wika para sa kanyang ina.
It became really hard, especially in the critical moments. It was very overwhelming and heartbreaking to try and be her daughter in those moments and trying to be there for her.
Anya, napaka-emotional ng mga sandaling iyon.
I think the most heartbreaking part was when the doctors told me that my mom was dying and they looked at me to translate it to her. And I really couldn't get myself to say those words to her. The words just got stuck in my throat, so I didn't tell her that. And to this day, I wish she could have been told directly by someone so that she knew. I really believe no family should ever have to be put in that position.
Naniniwala si Jin Yun Cho, isang senior lecturer sa Department of Linguistics ng Macquarie University, na hindi maiiwasan ang mga ganitong sitwasyon.
It's not there, to ask family members who are bilingual to do interpreting. Ethically, it's not there and it's not right. Because in Australia, for healthcare, we have healthcare interpreter services.
Ani Dr. Cho, hindi napapansin ng lipunan na may mahigit 2,000 tagapagsalin o interpreter sa Australia.
Not many people know the differences between translation and interpreting. The biggest difference is that translation is written, whereas interpreting is spoken. In Australia, translators and interpreters, they are literally invisible. In other countries such as in Korea and China, they often appear in media because they interpret for high-ranking officials and they follow the president on state visits. So they are like a celebrity. In Australia, how many translators and interpreters do we see in media?
Sa loob ng mahigit 3 dekada, nagsilbi bilang Vietnamese interpreter at translator si Selena Pan. Para sa kanya, hindi lamang salita ang kanyang isinasalin.
There are things that are being said, not in words, not being uttered, but you as an interpreter, you understand both cultures. And therefore, when you interpret, you have to convey the meaning in full.
Si Associate Professor Rosemary Wyber ng Australia National University ay isa ring clinical GP sa Companion House na isang health service para sa mga refugees sa ACT.
Interpreters are transformative in their capacity to deliver healthcare to people who speak a language other than English. There's simply no substitute for people being able to hear medical information in their own language and, more importantly, to be able to tell their story in their own language. And even though there's not a translator in the room with us, it's a service provided through phone, I can see the relief and the happiness that people take in being able to tell their story and know that they're being understood.
Ayon kay Dr. Cho, malaking hamon din para sa mga tagapagsali ng sakto o tamang pagpapaliwanag ng mga kondisyon sa kalusugan.
There are many concepts that cannot be translated into the other language. And taking depression as an example, in many countries in Africa, the concept of depression doesn't exist. And people there, they see somebody who's depressed as lazy. Or that person sleeps too much. If the interpreter is not familiar, you know, with the kind of culture, then how would that be interpreted?
Ngunit hindi lamang kultura ang hamon, kabilang na din ang mabilis na pag-usbong ng artificial intelligence o AI. Noong 9 ng Setyembre, inanunsyo ng Apple na ang kanilang AirPods ay may kakayahan na magsali ng wika ng live.
Want to translate a message, a call, or a conversation in person?
Ayon sa kumpanya, layo nitong tulungan ng mga tao na magsali ng wika. At ito lamang Abril, ang language learning app na Duolingo ay naglunsad ng 148 na mga bagong wika mula sa orihinal na 100 sa tulong ng generative AI. Naglabas din ang ulat ng Microsoft na nagsusuri kung aling mga propesyon ang pinaka-apektado ng AI. Ayon sa ulat, ang mga tagapagsalin at interpreter ay higit na nanganganib at may mga pinakamataas na porsyento ng task overlapping na nasa 98%. Ngunit para kay Pan, hindi niya ito nakikita bilang banta.
Look, I don't see it as a risk. AI is here. Technology, all these new technologies are, you know, here. In fact, they've been here for ages. We need to work with it and that so that it works for us and not against us.
Karaniwan ang ginagamit ng mga language service provider ang AI para sa paunang salin, na pagkatapos ay sinusuri ng mga tao upang tiyaking tama ang pagsalin. Ngunit ayon kay Dr. Cho, may mga balaki din ito.
Often takes more amount of time than translating the text by themselves, because depending on the quality of machine-generated translation. And then another issue is that the payment tends to be low for post-editing because language service providers, they have this rating system.
Para naman kay Associate Professor Weiber, maaaring maging kapakipakinabang ang teknolohiya basta't ito ay ginagamit ng wasto.
When we can work together with a patient, a translating service, and a clinician to all be on the same page and have a shared understanding of the medical issues, what's working and what's not working, that really enables care to be delivered in a way that would be impossible without translating services.
Para kay Kabik, dapat ay mas malinaw kung anong serbisyong maaaring gamitin ng mga tao, lalo na sa mga emergency.
I think it's important because it gives each person, regardless of the language they speak or the background they're from, this equal treatment. I feel like it could make a big difference for my mum's life moment. You could have felt a lot safer if you'd known, what was happening or, especially when I wasn't in the room to translate anything for her. And I think everyone deserves that.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Yasmin Alwakal para sa SBS News na isinalin sa wikang Filipino ni Claudette Centeno Calixto.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.